podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Episode 20 of Lost in Appalachian Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this week we watched Atmon, episode 20, Goodbye Astra, Dreammon's Nightmare. Yeah, we did, didn't we?
It wasn't that bad.
What were your favourite bits?
My favourite bit was the bit with the scales, where you had to make a decision.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It was legitimately difficult, and they might have just pulled the answer out of their butt, but it was a dream, so you can do that.
I like how there was that really cool moment when he took the jump and he realised he couldn't do it, and then he just jumped on the little, like, serpent's heads.
The eels.
Yeah, the eels. So I guess serpent-y, eely things, and he's able to reach it. And then, of course, he does his catchphrase, which he has to, like, compulsively do the hand gestures, and he ends up falling. And we've seen this a few times, and I liked it. I like that he can't stop himself from saying his catchphrase. He can't even stop from doing the hand movements. So when he does it, in that moment, he usually falls over. Like, I believe in the Reshamon episode, when he does it and he falls over backwards. I thought that was really cute. So in this one, he falls. But because he's falling, he wakes up. Because you always wake up if you're falling in a dream. I thought that was cute.
I like how the health app was messing around with people. And it did a lot of ways. It was always really inconvenient. And it was... Okay, with the surgery one, it was actually a problem. But, like, most of the time, it just did the thing where it made a bad suggestion and people followed it, like stupid people.
Yeah, and it also shows you that people have quite a dependence on technology.
Yeah, we've had a few apps like that. Some of them are, like, really dangerous, like the ones who are locking doors and things. Most of the time, like, the fortune teller one is just like, hey, guys, go do this. And everyone's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's mainly people being silly, like, trusting the app too much, even if it's suggesting something that seems not common sense to just, like, the navigation app, it would take you the wrong way. And it's because people are so reliant on these technologies and these apps to answer every question that they have. It's also, I think, a bit of a social commentary in that way.
A little bit.
That your health app says to walk, you know, 3 times around the earth. And you believe it. I mean, that's an exaggeration, because I don't think anyone would actually do that.
You say as you throw your Fitbit on the floor and stomp it to pieces?
No, I still have to walk like 3 kilometres for my step goal today.
3 kilometres around the earth?
Yeah, 3 kilometres around the earth. It's a very small earth.
It is a small earth, you might say. Round?
Round?
Wrong.
He says round.
He does not say round.
I thought it was wrong, but then I realised it's round.
No, it's wrong.
It's a pretty sweet, as you might say, round.
Why would he say round?
Because the earth is round. It's
no, it's a sweet pretty... earth, you might say. Wrong. You are chilling. Wrong.
It's chilling. Round. I used to think it was wrong, but then like...
It is wrong.
I looked at the script online and then someone said it was round.
Why would the phrase be,
I don't know.
A sweet earth, you might say, round?
Because it's a sweet earth, you might say, round.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
In which May and Jay discuss a 15-year-old meme.
I listen to Astra talk sometimes and that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oof. Back to the actual episode you watched, and not, as I said, a 15-year-old meme.
It's great, though.
It's such a good meme.
2002, Flash animation.
Yeah, it was pre-YouTube.
God, it was new, yeah, it was like Newgrounds.
It's like, yeah, it's,
Albino Black Sheep, yeah, E-Bomb's World.
Yeah, it's like,
Eric Bauman.
It's, like, a badger, mushroom. Old memes. Cannot melt old memes. Anyway, Atmon. So I really liked this episode. I liked how we find that Haru and Eri are off doing their own adventure once Astra shows up and Medicmon wants to give Haru an injection. He says, "I hate injections," and he's running around. And we see that they didn't wait for Astra. They were still doing their Apple driver thing.
They knew he was sad, so they decided to save the world on their own.
Yeah, because they had to. And they was like, oh, well, we don't want to drag him into doing it. I mean, he showed up and ended up saving the day rather easily.
Oh, God, there was one that was... What was it? I like Jenny, Astra's English mom.
And, oh, my gosh, they explain why he doesn't have natural Japanese hair color.
Because his mom's blonde.
He doesn't dye his hair. His mom's English. And, look, this was a bit that I thought was a thing, but I'm not entirely sure because my Japanese isn't that good. And it wasn't actually, you know, said in the fan subs or anything. But I think Astra's mum was speaking in, like, weirdly pronounced Japanese
But it sounded like it.
Okay, unless like she's speaking in a different dialect or something.
That'd be weird.
It was, she seemed like she was sort of like, she was speaking like she had cotton balls in her mouth.
Yeah, like it's a foreign language.
Yeah, or that she was stumbling over words and she spoke quite slowly.
I like to think that it was a Japanese actress doing her best to put a British accent onto Japanese.
Maybe, maybe. But it seemed that they were trying to make it sound like she wasn't Japanese, which I appreciate because of how many anime characters, they say, oh yeah, she's actually English, but she speaks Japanese perfectly and she sounds Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, there's the American in Lucky Star, there's Asuka, who's German from Evangelion, and guess what? They all speak perfect Japanese and you can't tell the difference.
And terrible German.
Yes. And then we have this character, Jenny.
Constantly throwing in English words. Not well, but throwing them in.
Yeah. Take me to the summer memory. Like, Willis! Willis is a perfect in-franchise example of, oh, he's an American, like, 10-year-old, but don't worry, he speaks Japanese perfect because he had a Japanese girlfriend.
I love that it's all it needs to be.
Don't worry, this 10-year-old's fluent in Japanese.
Isn't Japanese a little bit difficult to learn? A little bit?
Learning Japanese, yes, but maybe, like, if you start really, really young.
If you're learning English at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a stretch, but this time, like, she sounded like, I mean, I could be completely wrong here, my Japanese is terrible, but it sounded like she was not, I mean, I feel like it was probably a Japanese voice actress, but she did sound like she was trying to have her best effort at playing someone whose Japanese wasn't that good. She could still speak Japanese, but it wasn't, like, perfect. Like, it didn't, like, seem natural. Like, as I said, it sounded like she was speaking with cotton balls in her mouth, which is, like, how I would describe when Willis was talking. It sounded like he was speaking cotton balls in his mouth when he was speaking English.
Yeah, but that was, when he's speaking English, yes. Not when he's speaking
But now
Japanese.
It's a character speaking Japanese sounding like that. I don't know, but I could be completely wrong here. But I liked it.
And I can't be wrong about that.
And also it explains why he had blonde hair. Like, we haven't really seen that much from Digimon so far. We have Mimi, who we're not, like, I'm not sure if it's actually said if she's half American, but for some reason I always thought as a kid that her mum was American and her dad was Japanese, and that's why she had strawberry blonde hair.
Could be. She's always spending that time in America.
But I could be wrong there. But that was just what I always thought. But it's never actually stated. But this is like, no, straight up stated. No, Astra is half Japanese. But he has a very Japanese cultural background. And I like that. I like this little insight we had to Astra's life. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the best Astra episode.
By a long way.
Considering the other two Astra episodes were the worst we've seen.
More or less. Well, like, I think the problem with the other Astra episodes is that it focused less on Astra and it did on, it was like, here's Astra, and you go, that's interesting, and here's Musimon. Okay.
Oh, you shut up about Musimon.
Yeah, Musimon's nice, but he's not interesting.
No Musimon, no life.
Yeah, he sure yells some nice stuff, but when he's dancing in an alley, being like, you're the pain of your heart, Astra!
And
it's the dumbest thing ever.
Sorry, I've just got to talk about the mum again. She says that.
The dad was at the top of her puree wrist.
Yeah, she says playlist. It's so cute.
No, she says puree wrist.
Pureist! And she has the same hair as Astra, and the dad has Astra's eyes.
So Astra is a very clear, like, split down the middle between the two of them, where the dad is very much a traditionalist, and he wants, you know, follow my footsteps, be the heir to the tea house, this is what I do, I'm a very serious person, and the mom's very, like, passion-driven, and follows impulses immediately, and she's the whole app-tuba thing. I think it's weird he doesn't call her mom. First of all, because that is his actual mom. He calls her Jenny. Why does he do that?
Maybe that's because she wants to be called Jenny. Like, she seems quite young.
She never says it.
I know, but she looks younger than Astra's dad. Astra's dad looks quite old, but maybe it's because of the facial moustache and the way he's, like, temperament and the way he dresses. It seems like an older person.
All I need is for, what's his name? Haru and Eri, we didn't say their names all episode, to say, hi, ma'am, and she goes, no, call me Jenny, and you get it instantly.
Yeah, like, she wants to be, like, the cool mum.
Look, I don't want you to be drinking, but if you're going to be drinking, what do you have to do in the house?
She actually is a cool mum, though. The mum from Mean Girls actually is
cool. She was really cool, we just never appreciated it.
Yeah, I was like, well, she's weird. I'm like, no, that's actually a good mum.
Yeah.
Maybe that's her thing, like, she's not your regular mum, she's a cool mum.
Well, she wasn't cool when she said that.
She's not a regular mon, she's a cool mon.
What fools these mon are.
Frontier.
Make it go away.
Any other favourite bits?
I think we've more or less covered it.
For negatives, my negative is that the ending, like Astra's decision of, oh, I'm going to continue staying here, seemed like a contradiction to his realisation in the dream that won the ultimate evolution over, which, by the way, I did like. I liked how Dreamon says, oh, I was just here because I wanted to see what you'd say because I wanted to test you so we can reach ultimate together.
And I've never heard of this solution before, so I'm very impressed.
Yeah, which I liked, but the ending, I'm not sure, but I think that it seemed like direct contradiction to his decision.
I would argue that what Astra did was he recognized that going to Kyoto wasn't the only way to be an heir.
Yes.
He could do another... Because that was the key issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the decision. At the end of the day, though, that's a suggestion.
Mm.
And he overcame that, and his dad goes, yeah, okay. His dad wasn't devastated.
Yeah.
He was under the impression his dad would be devastated, and that was an assumption he was making.
Mm. But his dad seems quite reasonable. Like, both his dad and Jenny both said, why? Astra, can you explain why? And Astra explains like an adult. He says, I feel like there's more I can do to learn here, and I don't want to go to Kyoto. So he's saying, yeah, I can learn here. And both his parents go, oh, yeah, all right. Because he explained himself like an adult. He didn't, like, you know, carry on immaturely. And that's what I like about Astra. He seems to be like, he's the millennial. He's, you know, dabbing. He's dabbing. He's on his app tube. He's, you know, he's...
He didn't dab except when Musimon was mind controlled.
He dabbed in his introduction episode.
Did he?
Yeah, he dabbed. Oh, I have that in one of the episode icons. I was looking at today when I was uploading videos.
I liked the bit where he took all the selfies in the last episode,
though. Yes. He's the millennial, but like, he's dabbing and his selfies and, you know, his app tube. He's not entitled. He's not like selfish. He's quite mature.
He's vaguely entitled to be an heir.
I know, but when he comes home, he's all like, he's in his collared shirt.
And he puts his hair down.
And he puts his hair down. He's on his knees and like, yes, father.
You made tea perfect.
Yes, and he calls him Otosama.
Yeah.
And the way, and this is all I, this is what I know from my limited Japanese, he always uses a polite way of talking. Like, he uses very formal way to talk. Even when he's sort of around Eri and Haru, he still uses that sort of very polite, and he knows things about tea. He's very good at calligraphy.
He knows things about tea.
Like,
that's tea, all right.
It's not like he's ashamed or doesn't want to go down the path that his family has, like, to be a successor. He's fine with that. He just sort of wants to also do aptitude. He wants to do both. And he's not spoiled. He's quite nice.
I think his dream does sort of establish, though, that you can't really do both.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's going to try because it's in his playlist.
It's in his playlist.
Did you notice we went back to favourites instead of negatives?
Well, because I was arguing with you about your negative.
Yeah, no, okay. No, I understand that. Yeah, but that's the closest to a negative I could find.
Yeah, there's nothing big. I just said, I don't know. I guess that wasn't that. It was an interesting conflict, and they went from beginning to end on it, and you go, okay. And that's sort of where I am with it. It's okay.
I have a negative.
What?
Okay, so in the usual monster of the week, how is this app ruining people's lives? We were shown that a little girl was in a doctor's office.
Yes.
And her record had been shifted with an 88-year-old man.
Yes.
The next scene was surgery. And I was like, oh gosh, they are going to perform the wrong procedure.
This is a negative.
Okay, no, I'm just saying that, like, it could have been worse. And then it was like...
Yeah, it could have been worse, but it was funny.
It was like a mild inconvenience. And then the doctor takes off the mask and it's Afro Man.
You loved it.
No, I loved it, but I'm just saying... It wasn't what I thought.
It was somewhat of a mild inconvenience.
I thought they were going to go along with the wrong procedure or surgery or something and kill someone.
Yeah, that's not good watching for small children. Instead, it was disco lights that nobody could resist dancing to.
Which was silly.
It was great.
It was very silly, though. I loved it, but it was silly. It's really hard to find negatives in this episode.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find negatives. God damn it.
Well, the little girl's not like, oh, that's wrong. She's like, I don't want to be ugly.
No, she says, I want to be cute. It's so cute. That's such a cute reaction. I kind of love her. Favorite character?
I mean...
I like Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah. Because you can sort of see where Astra gets, like, his looks and personality.
Yeah, I like the dad, though.
Oh, yeah, I love the dad's facial hair. And I love when Astra was imagining himself as being, like, the teacher. And he has the moustache. Oh, and Musimon. Oh, I love Musimon saying, I'll shave too.
Yeah.
And when Musimon's patting him on the head at the start, when he realizes he has to go to Kyoto to cheer him up.
Yeah, that was adorable.
Yeah, so Musimon, Astra, and Jenny, and the whole family is so cute, and I love them now.
Yep, they're good.
And I just love the setting of the house, and that brings us to miscellaneous bits. The house.
I want to have that house.
That house, though.
I feel like we walked past that house in real life once.
My favourite one was when we were on the Shinkansen and we saw the really nice houses, and every so often, like, it'd be, like, surrounded by apartment buildings, but there'd be that house.
No, like, we were walking through Tokyo once, and there's, like, it's, like, big building, skyscrapers, and then there's, like, this low, traditional Japanese wall, and you're like, what the hell is this?
And, like, that was the thing you loved about walking around Osaka and Tokyo, is that you found those sort of things. They'd be, like, you know, it's a big, you know, bustling city, and then all of a sudden, Japanese house style.
Like, there's where I work, there's a bunch of, like, 3- and 4-story buildings, and then right between them, there's this one house. It's a single-story house, it's small, it has a fence, someone lives there. And I just look at it, and I think, same thing I think about this, except, obviously, more extreme in Japan, but it's someone said urban development, and these people responded, no.
And the person was like, okay, I guess you can not have that then if you want. Any more miscellaneous bits? Because I just love that house.
No, I'm good.
I'd like there to be special, like, insert songs. You know, like, every other season of Digimon has, like, the song with the lyrics instead of just the background music.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know we have With the Will, Card Slash, Braveheart, Breaker,
More or less.
Beat Hit, those really cool songs. We just have generic music-ish.
Didn't they play the opening theme for the big...
In the last episode, yes. But not in this episode.
They're just more sparing with it.
Yeah. But I kind of like it when they've got that, you know, really excitable evolution music.
No, I prefer them being really sparing with it.
But it was only the opening.
It feels special when you hear it in this one.
No music. No life.
There was music.
No music with lyrics. No life.
Well, I guess you're screwed then.
I can't stop doing the hand motion. I can understand why Astra has that compulsive... Norenu. Norenai. Chonorenu.
Just such a dork.
No, I love him. In the first episode that we recorded about Astra, you kept on saying that in English.
Yeah, I know.
But still, that was to make fun of him because you hated him.
Yeah, that's true.
So do we like Astra now?
Yeah, okay.
I like him. I like the character.
He's still the worst, but of the three of them. But it's a high bar.
I'm still liking you more than Eri. I think at the moment, what? Maybe
you love Eri.
I love Eri, but I think I like Astra more.
Oh, you're wrong.
Because he keeps on like falling over. He's so cute.
She's gonna punch you.
Haru's the best though.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
she's gonna follow you to your house if you're sad and punch you.
I forgot.
Cheer up, or I'll come to your house and punch you.
Cheer up, or I'll kill you while you sleep.
I love her.
Then you won't be able to be sad.
No, her episode was good, though.
Yeah.
All right, on to ranking. I think this is better than the time I'm on and, like, the truth behind the Apple Driver episode.
Look, I don't think it was that good.
I think it was that good.
I think it was fine. I think it was middle of the road. Because it had an interesting thing going on, and then it was resolved just fine. And there was nothing super special about it.
Okay, yeah, maybe that is a bit high up, because, yeah, you're right, that episode was good. I feel it was better than the Telemon episode.
Maybe.
Okay, so it is coming in at fourth place. Yeah, fourth place. It was a good episode. It wasn't as good as episode 4, but nothing is.
Sure.
That's the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
That was such a good episode, it was smart, and had Kiyamatamon in it, who is the best, and I want him back now. So join us next time for episode 21, The Road to the Top Idol, Kirschmon's Intensive Training. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter. And you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a Scruton thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the AppMon subreddit. And we'd really super duper super appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. Do it. Do it now. Please.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link to there and Stevie, who is also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link to their channel on the description. Wu Qinglong, who is...
On the description?
Oh my god, please don't hurt me like this. Stevie, who is also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link in the description. Wu Qinglong, who is, you can find at twitch.tv/WuQinglong. Metal Maimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki in the number one on YouTube. Chucklon, Ishpalbamba, Hiro Alato, who is at Hiro Alato on Twitter. Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own. Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter. Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud. Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr. Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at bagubaragu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, Lupin, and Tom.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/urgemon. And make sure to let us know it's for the podcast. And I'm surprised I was able to do that without stumbling over my words, because I felt my tongue, like, flip over the teeth a few times. And yeah, so see you guys next time. This is our third podcast episode this weekend, and we've done so much content this weekend.
Time to die.
I can sleep now. So see you guys next time. Bye.